Brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a good evening, everyone. Welcome to Superior as we get ready for high school football action. Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks, taking on the Wildcats of Superior. St. Cecilia coming off their first loss, as you heard Coach Desmer talk to Mike Will. First loss in the regular season for 6 years. They're 2-1. They opened up the season with a win over Centennial and then Ravenna 7-6, and then lost to Blue Hill last week 20-28. For Superior, they're looking for their first win of the season. Opened up with a loss at Ravenna and then against Wood River, and then lost to Centura last week. So Superior looking for their first win at home, and St. Cecilia trying to come back after their first loss in quite a while in the regular season last week. They've got a lot of injuries, too, as the Blue Hawks, as you heard the coach talk to Mike about. I can see two of them over across the way right now in on crutches. And they will be a little depleted in some areas this evening. Superior is going to kick off first, and the Blue Hawks will receive. They'll be moving left to right as we view the action here on a beautiful night for football here in Superior. Glad you could join us for high school football action, one of many going on, of course, throughout the evening here. And we'll keep you up to date on other scores here. They've got Beatrice at Hastings, Adams Central at Gibbon, St. Cecilia here at Superior. So getting ready to kick off for Superior is McCutcheon. He's a 260-pound junior, and back deep is going to be Groffel, Joel Groffel, who's playing for Brulette tonight. Well, along with Brulette was taken out and scratched earlier, and he will not be playing tonight. So here we go, football action ready to start here. As it's kicked, it's kind of a squibbler off to the far side. It's covered over on the far side quickly by Jarrett Jackson, the senior. And the Blue Hawks will take over for the first drive of the ball game. They'll start on their own 37-yard line. Just underway here on this beautiful evening for football. We're glad you could join us this evening. And we hope that you'll enjoy the game here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Quarterback for the Blue Hawks is Gus Clark. He's a sophomore. He's filling in for their starter, Schmidt. Handoff straight up the gut to Groffel. Groffel's not going to get anything up the middle. He picks up maybe 1 yard. Now they're going to say no gain on his first rush of the ball game. Defensively, Superior coming out trying to stop the running game of the Blue Hawks. And St. Cecilia trying to get some offense going here. They scored 7 2 weeks ago and just 20 points last week. They'll start up in the eye again. And the quarterback, Clark, under center. On the eye, moving to the left side. Clark rolls out. It's going to be a screen pass over on the far side. And it is caught by Wilnard. Wilnard will be close to the first down. As it's right around the 47, 48, it'll be enough for a first down. It'll be an 11-yard pass play. So a nice pass by Clark to Wilnard for 11 yards for first down. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks on their opening drive of the ball game. They're on the far hash mark, moving left to right. Again in the power eye. Handoff to Groffel. Groffel on the right side gets across the 50. He'll be brought down at about the 48-yard line. Now we got a flag that's come in late. We'll see what the first penalty of the ball game is. Officials talking a little bit right around the 50. Flag's right about the foot. It's a face mask against Superior. So Groffel's run will count for 4 yards. And then they'll take it another 15 from that spot, so it'll go all the way down to the, let's see, they're going to put the 32-yard line right in the middle of the hash marks. Left to right has this Blue Hawks on their opening drive. First down and 10 here. just underway in the first quarter. No wind at all down here in Superior. Beautiful night. Clark under center. Pitches it this time to Groffel off the left side. He's got some blocking, and he puts his head down, and he drives up through about the 27. So Groffel's third carry of the ball game. Now give him six. He's got three carries, 10 yards tonight for Groffel. So we'll call it second down, about 4 yards to go. 10:19 left to go in the opening quarter, far hash mark for the Bluehawks. Opening drive of the ball game. Willard is the up man in the power eye. In the middle is Driscoll, and then Groffel in the back. And now Superior is going to be drawn offside. So Clark draws him off, and that will give him a first down. So another first down for the Bluehawks. I think it's going to be close. They're going to measure it. So it'll be either first down or it'll be second down and short. So the sticks are coming across real quick. And the team is all ready to go, but they'll have to wait just a few minutes here. As they bring them back, and they will stretch the chains out. And it looks like that they will have the first down, and they do. So it'll be a first down and 10 for the Bluehawks at the 22-yard line of Superior. Facing St. Cecilia, trying to get on the board first here as they are driving down the field. Clark sets him down. This time they have a slot right. Eye formation. In motion is Driscoll. Pitch again to Groffel. Groffel's got a big hole off the left side, and he gets close to the 15-yard line. So it looks like it will be second down at about 3 yards to go. 7-yard carry. 17 yards for Groffel. He's carried the ball four times on this first drive. Second down, about 3 yards to go, right on the 15-yard line, and just off the far hash mark. Again, the power eye this time, the Maryland eye, we call it. Clark under center. Clark to Groffel again, off the left side. Another big hole. He's going in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bluehawks. A 15-yard touchdown run for Groffel, and that makes it 6-0 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. So now the extra point kick coming up. 9:14 left to go in the first quarter. And the kicker for the extra point kick. Well, they're going to go for two. Now we have a timeout. And the Bluehawks are going to call timeout. So St. Cecilia takes their first timeout. We'll take a 32. They scored at 6-0. Hastings St. Cecilia over Superior. We're back in 30 seconds on ESPN KICS 1550.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
All right, we're going to have an extra point kick now by Cannon Howell, the junior. He will try the extra point kick for St. Cecilia after they scored on their opening drive of the ball game. 9:14 left to go in the first quarter here in Superior. Here's the snap, here's the kick, it's up, and it is good. 7-0, the Bluehawks have an early lead over the Wildcats. Superior will have the ball for the first time. We come back after the 60-second timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Kickoff by Wynn. Picked up over on the 15-yard line. Picking it up for Superior is May. May comes up across to about the 29-yard line. About 27 is where they're going to say he finally brought it in. About a 12-yard kickoff return for Colton May. Tackle was Driscoll. So Superior starts on their own 27-yard line. As you hear our PA announcer, which is right below us, or the speaker's right, almost right inside here with us. So it's first down and 10 for the Wildcats. And they'll start in shotgun. And throw the ball quickly over the right corner is Lipker. And it is caught, but not for very much, as picked up by Jake Holly. Holly picked it up and lost a yard on that first pass from Logan Lipker. So the second down at about 11. They're on the far hash mark, moving right to left, back at the 26-yard line. Lipker inside handoff, nothing there. As the defense for the Bluehawks gets right in there, tackle was in there by Tommy O'Keefe. And G.R. Reed loads the ball carrier. He gets zero on that. So it'll be third down, about 11 yards to go for the Wildcats. Their first drive of the ball game. They'll have two wideouts here on the near side. I formation for Logan Lipker, the quarterback. He is a sophomore. He passes it, and it is incomplete. And they'll have to kick it away. Three and out for Superior. And they will be punting. And Hastings St. Cecilia will take it over for the second time in this first quarter. 8 minutes and 1 second left to go in the opening quarter. Back deep for Superior to punt it away is Nathan Wilt. He's a senior. And two Bluehawks back deep at their own 40-yard line for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes the punt. It's a nice low punt, and it will be picked up at the 39-yard line by Jake Cato. And Jake brings it all the way up to the 47-yard line, and that will be make it the 46-yard line, and it'll be first down and Superior's 46-yard line, first down and 10 for the Bluehawks. Far hash mark, moving left to right. They'll have a slot on both sides, one back. And that back is, well, he goes straight up the middle to Driscoll. Driscoll picks up quick 8 yards for the Bluehawks. We'll give him about 8 yards to go for Driscoll. That was his first carry of the ball game. Groffel got most of the carries. He picked up 5 carries, and he scored a touchdown, 15-yard touchdown, the first drive. Clark under center, again, slot on both sides. Pitch this time to Groffel. Groffel here on the near side, the right side, breaks one tackle, flag is down, and he gets up to about the 33, but there is a flag down at the 38-yard line, and we'll see what the call is. Holding against the Bluehawks. So that will bring them back as the negates the run by Groffel. So they'll go from the 38 to the 48-yard line. That's just about the original line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down about 10 yards, make it 11 yards to go for the Bluehawks. They're right here on the near hash mark, moving left to right. High school football, 7:08 left to go in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Superior 0. This is the second drive of the night for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. Started on their own Superior 40-yard line. Clark's going to be in the shotgun this time. He'll have one slot to the right, and that's Wilnard. And then Groffel will be in the back, and we have wide out on both sides, slot left. Clark drops back to pass. Cross the field. He's got a man wide open down there. He had two of them open. He had Driscoll clear over on the far side, who he didn't see, and he also had Jake Cato. And Cato was supposed to break left, and he broke right. That was a tough break for the Blue Hawks. They would have had an easy six there. But they did not see the follow the pass route on that one. So it makes a third down and 11 still. And Clark again in the shotgun. Wide outs on both sides. Slot left. Clark is being rushed out of the pocket. Throws it downfield. Got his man on the far side. It's caught by Cannon Howell.
Clark pass complete.
So Howell should be close to the first down. And it was. It was a 12-yard pass. And that's what they needed. So Clark, his third pass is completed for a first down. He is 2-3 this evening. This is their second drive. Again, he'll stay in the shotgun. Now one. Wilner will be to the right of him. Slot on the left and the right and two wideouts, and Groffel's in motion. He gets the handoff off the right side, straight up the middle, 35, 25, down to about the 22, 23-yard line. Nice carry by Groffel. He picked up almost 10 yards. Let's see what they say here. They give him the 10 yards or not. Come and give it an eyeball real quick, and they're going to measure it again. So Groffel will maybe have 10 yards. And another first down, depending on what the chains say here. 6:21 left to go in the first quarter. Again, other games tonight. Beatrice at Hastings High. That one's at 12:30. That's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And on the Breeze, KLIQ tonight, Adams Central at Gibbon. Number 3 against number 9. Just a little short, so it'll be a 9-yard carry for Groffel, his 6th carry of the ball game. And it'll be second down, just about a half a yard to go. Well, the near hash mark here at the Superior 24-yard line. Clark's going to be in the shotgun. Wideouts on both sides. Slot left is Wilnard. Groffel's in motion near to the far side. Clark wants to keep it. He can get around the corner, and he does. He got the first down and more right down the sideline. Clear down near the 10-yard line, maybe even more. They were at the 24, and they're going to mark him all the way down. Looks like at the 6. So 18-yard carry by the quarterback, Clark, and a first down. So it's first down and goal for St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks, knocking on the door again, their second drive of the ball game. They're up 7-0, scoring on their first drive. Now under center is Clark. Willard's the lone back. Driscoll takes the pitch. He goes off the left side, up the gut, and in. Touchdown, St. Cecilia. Driscoll on a 6-yard touchdown pass. Run. And he gets it in for the second touchdown of the ball game. Driscoll scores for the first time tonight with 5:52 left to go in the first quarter. Extra point kick coming up by Howell. He is 1-for-1 extra point kicks this evening. No wind at all here in Superior. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-0 in favor of the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. We're in the first quarter, and we'll come back after this 30-second timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper with the railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And we'll get back to the St. Cecilia game here in just a couple of minutes, about a couple of other scores from around the area. Adams Central scores first in their game against Gibbon. Adams Central leading Gibbon 7-0. That is at Gibbon. And other area scores, Ravenna 12, Centurion nothing. Both of those games in the first quarter. We go back to Superior with Mark Baldwin and the St. Cecilia football game here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Thank you, Brad. 14-0, St. Cecilia on top, and here comes the kickoff by Wynn. Again, the far side. It's taken by Aaron Gonzalez, and Gonzalez gets up across the 35-yard line for the Wildcats of Superior, and it will be first down and 10 for Superior. They'll have it this time on their own. Oh, they're going to mark it right on the 35-yard line, we'll call it. They went three and out the first time they had the football. Let's see what the Blue Hawks defense, they can hang in there tough again for Superior's second possession. Lipker, the quarterback, he's in the shotgun. Gonzalez in motion. Inside handoff. And getting a few yards right up the gut there was Junior Reed. And Reed picked up maybe a yard, his second carry of the ball game. He's got 1 yard. And they just gave him about a foot. That was about it. So second and a long 9. Two wideouts here on the near side, one on the far side. Lipker in the shotgun. Another man in motion here. Here's a pitch to Colton May, and May's going to get swarmed under for a loss. The Blue Hawks defense reading that out, and that was being led by Tyler Wildard. They lose 3. So Colton May, his first carry of the ball game, he loses 3 yards. Colton had a good week last week against Centura. Colton had 116 yards last week, but just one carry so far for minus 3. Lipker, the shotgun, third down at about 13. Rolls out, throws it. It's caught on the far side and brought in by Gilbert. And Gilbert picked up maybe 5 yards. They needed 3. Let's give them 5. So Gilbert was his first catch. Lipker's first, second throw. And here comes the punt. So the punt is up. Very high punt. Fair catch called at the 34-yard line by Kadow. So they had takeover. St. Cecilia. We'll have it for their third time here in the first quarter, and this time they'll have it on their own 34. They started their first drive on their own 37. The second drive, they started on the Superior 46. They scored on both of those drives. They lead it 14-0. First down at 10, far hash mark, moving left to right. Blue Hawks. Wide out here on the near side. That's our side, Avery Driscoll. Clark's in the shotgun, and Clark's going to keep it on the option. Straight at the gut, he's got to about 15 yards to the 49, so we'll give him 15. That's his second carry. He's got to 33 yards on 2 carries for Gus Clark, and it'll be first down and 10 at about the 49-yard line. Nice run straight up the seam, right up the middle. He just followed Groffel, who was his blocker. Now they're going to Maryland Eye. Groffel, the deep man. Clark under center, first down at 10, right in the middle of the hash marks. Groffel off the left side. Now back up the middle, gets to about the 47, about 5 yards. Groffel's seventh carry of the ball game. He's got 46 yards so far on the ground. Timeout Superior, 3:12 left to play here in the first quarter. It's Blue Ox 14, Wildcats of Superior 0. We're back in 30 seconds on ESPN 1550 KICS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Blue Hawks will have it 2nd down about 5 yards to go. They're at the Superior 47-yard line on a great night for high school football here in Superior. St. Cecilia trying to rebound from their first loss of the season last week against Blue Hill. They lead it 14-0 in the eye. Driscoll's in motion. Here's the pitch to Groffel. Groffel off the left side, and this time he is stopped hard by Brody Wolf, as Groffel might have picked up 1 yard, maybe nothing. Let's say we'll give him one. So that'll be his 8th carry, and that'll make it 3rd down and about 4 yards to go. Good defensive there. Surge that time by the Wildcats. They're on the far hash mark, moving left to right as we view the action here. 2:42 left to go in the opening quarter. 14-0, Blue Hawks on top. Back to the Maryland eye. Clark is under center. Superior jumps offside again. That'd be the 2nd time, and that'll give him the 1st down. That'd be the 2nd 1st down on an offsides call against the Wildcats. So it'll be 1st down and 10 now for the Blue Hawks at the Superior 41-yard line, just inside the 40-yard line, I should say. Again, over on the far hash mark. Not a wisp of wind here this evening. Beautiful field here in Superior, surrounded by trees. Clark sets him down, Maryland eye. Far hash mark again, moving left to right. Groffel off the right side. This time dances right up the middle, still on his feet. He gets 10 and more to the 21-yard line. About a 20-yard carry. They'll call it a 22, so we'll give him 19 yards. So from the 41 to the 22, 19-yard carry for Groffel. He's had a great first quarter. Scored one touchdown already from 15 yards. So it's 1st down and 10 from the 23-yard line of Superior. Quick snap, Groffel off the left side, goes around the end. He's got the 1st down, 10-5, and he's in there for the touchdown. 23-yard touchdown run by Groffel. His 2nd touchdown of the first quarter, and that makes it 20-0.
22-yard touchdown.
And that's with 1:51 left to go in the first quarter. And the extra point kick coming up now by Howell, trying to go 3 for 3. Made his first 2 extra point kicks so far. Well, we're going backwards now. I think it was a block in the back against Superior. That negates the back to the 11. That happened about the 1-yard line. So you still got to give him, out of the 23-yard touchdown, you're going to have to take away 11. So let's take it away and make it a 12-yard run for Groffel. And no touchdown yet. And now they give it to Groffel, and he runs it in the 11 yards. So it's an 11-yard touchdown run by Groffel instead of 23. And that's with still 1:51. The clock didn't even get going. So I guess we just had a free play. We didn't even run the clock. Still says 1:51 on the clock. So now we'll get the extra point kick. That was just strange. All right, Howell getting ready to go 3 for 3 here if he can. Here's the snap. kick is up, but it's not going to be good. Went down too low. So it's 20-0, Blue Ox. 1:51 left to play in the first quarter in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia over Superior. We're back in 30 seconds right here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
And an update from the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam. There is now a score in the Beatrice-Hastings High game happening in Hastings late in the first quarter. Beatrice gets a field goal, 3-0 over the Tigers, but Hastings High just turned the ball over. Expect an update soon on that, either the end of the quarter or a score. That game happening on 1230 KHAS. And on the Breeze 94.5, Adams Central 7, Gibbon nothing. That, too, is in the first. And the update just handed. Beatrice scoring, now leading Hastings High 10-0 early in the second. We now go back to the St. Cecilia Superior game.
Jay Colley took the kickoff return and brought it right up to the 40-yard line. Had one guy to beat, and he would have gone all the way. And it was the Blue Hawks bringing him down finally at the 40. That's their best field position here in the first quarter. So they'll start on their own 40-yard line. They started on their own 36 and their own 27. Near hash mark, they've gone 3 and out the first two drives. And now a timeout called by Superior. 1:42 left to play here in the first quarter. It's been a long first quarter. We'll come back right after this 30-second timeout on 1550 ESPN KICS.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, the Wildcats will look at a first down at 10. From their own 40-yard line here on the near hash mark, moving right to left as they're trying to figure out how to get some offense going against this very, very stingy Blue Hawks defense, which last week just allowed 28 points, 6 the second week and 6 the first week. So last week they struggled with passing defense, but not so far this week. Curry on the shotgun, two backs behind him. It's handed up straight up the gut, trying to get something out of nothing was Junior Reed. He got back to the line of scrimmage. In on the stop was Lance Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Reed gets no yards on that one. He's carried the ball 3 times for 1 yard here in this first quarter. 1:15 left to go in the opening quarter. Wideouts on both sides. Shotgun position for Lipker. Well, the slot left, that's Colton May. Lipker with the count, taking his time. May's going to go in motion. Lipker's going to pitch it off to the far side, and Reed is going to try to go around the right side, the corner. He does not get too much. He's brought down quickly by Wilnard and also in there by Seth Kierkegaard. He got 5 yards for Reed. Third down, 5 yards to go. So Lipker again will be in the shotgun. May is on the slot here on the left. Two wideouts. Lipker's going to pass. He's got a man here on the near sideline, but it's thrown out of bounds. Just off the fingertips of Joey Gilbert. So that is the second incomplete pass for Lipker. He's 2 for 4 for 4 yards. And that'll make it 4th down and 5 now from their own 45-yard line. So there'll be another punt for Superior. Cato and Driscoll are back at their own 28-yard line. back to do the punting is Hawley. So high, high putt, and another fair catch at the 34-yard line by Cato. So it'll be first down and 10 for St. Cecilia, and this time they start on their own 34-yard line. This is where they started the last time, and they have scored on all three of their previous drives. This is drive number four with just about 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 20-0, St. Cecilia on top, trying to get their record to 3-1 after they lost last week at home against Blue Hill. Clark brings them up. They'll stay in the Maryland eye, right in the middle of the hash marks. Here's the keeper. Clark back to pass. Downfield, it is incomplete. He had Howell down there, but just could not get it to him. Clark, two incomplete passes now. He's 2 for 4 for 23 yards. Makes it second down and 10. For the Blue Hawks, final seconds of the first quarter. Of course, the clock stopped after the incomplete pass. So the Blue Hawks bring the ball up. They've not punted yet tonight. Second down and 10. Clark, they'll be in the Maryland eye. Clark under center. Here's Groffel. Groffel up the left side, big hole. He's still on his feet. He could go all the way. This could be a 67-yarder, and it is. The end of the first quarter, as they started from the 34 and a 66-yard touchdown run by Groffel. That is his third of the first quarter. That makes it 26-0. Now will they go for two, or will they try the extra point kick? Let's wait and see. Looks like that Howell is out there to do the kicking. But no, they're going to go for two. Two-point conversion to try to make up for that missed one the last time. Clark's under center. In the Maryland eye, they break it, goes to Groffel. Groffel trying to go inside, and he does.
Number 34, Groffel.
So Groffel gets the two-point conversion, and it's 28-0. At the end of the first quarter, St. Cecilia on top over Superior. We'll be back to Superior after this 30-second timeout on KICS ESPN 1550.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. All aboard! On a 2011 Ford Fusion, that is. All power options has the leather and an awesome 34 miles per gallon highway. Books for $19,375. Yours for $17,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
So we switch ends now as St. Cecilia will be moving right to left, Superior left to right, and getting ready to kick off for the Blue Hawks will be Michael Wynn, and back deep will be Holly and May for and Nathan Wilt. Junior Reed. Kickoff's going to be taken on the far side by Holly, and Holly gets up to about the 30.
Okay, Holly, the ball carrier.
So Superior, they're going to put him on the 29-yard line, so they'll start on their own 29-yard line. They have had the ball on their 27, their 36, and their 40, and they've punted all three of those times. Their fourth possession here, and this starts on the near hash mark, moving left to right. College football action coming up tomorrow on the Breeze. You will hear 94.5. You hear Idaho State at Nebraska. And we'll go over some others here in just a few seconds. Lipker is in the shotgun. And there's going to be a false start against the Wildcats.
False start on the right side of the line. It'll be a 5-yard penalty.
So a 5-yarder makes it first down and 15. Now the 35-point rule, by the way, does not go into effect until the second half. So the running clock, if Hastings St. Cecilia gets up by 35, will not take effect until quarter number three. Or Superior would like to put some points on the board here to make sure that doesn't happen. They have not been able to get anything offensively going here so far tonight. Lipker's in the shotgun, trips on the far side, and handoff straight up the gut to the 30, back to the original line of scrimmage. That was J.R. Reed. We'll give him 6 yards. They'll make it second down. He gets the 5 yards back on the penalty, so gain of 5. Fifth carry of the night. He's got 11 yards on 5 carries. Second down and 10 now. Here on the near hash mark, moving left to right. Two wideouts on the far side. Eye formation for Lipker under center. He'll go straight up the gut, not much there. He does not gain. Wynn is in there for the stop. And also down in there is Lance Schmidt. So it's third down, no gain for Lipker. That was his first rush of the ball game. Third down and 10 for the Wildcats. 10:55 left to go in the first half. College volleyball action tomorrow also as Nebraska's at Ohio State. Pregame will be at 5:30, first serve at 6 o'clock. That's KHAS 1230. And Hastings and Briarcliff football action, college football. Here's a pass on the near side. It is incomplete. Gilbert was the intended receiver, but if he would have brought it in, he was standing right there in the coach's box, so he'd have been out of bounds. So an incomplete pass for Lipker. He is 2 of 5 so far, so another punting situation coming up for Superior. And St. Cecilia will get the ball for the first time in the second quarter, up 28-0. Kadow and Driscoll are back deep for St. Cecilia. I don't think they have enough players. Now they do. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There we go. All right, now they got 11. Here's the snap. Here comes the punt by Holly, and it'll be a fair catch. Driscoll takes it this time at the 44-yard line is where St. Cecilia will have it. They have started their drives on their own 37, on Superior's 46, on their own 34 two times, and now on their own 44, and they've scored every time so far. First down to 10, this time from right to left, right in the middle of the hash marks here. So they have their first possession of the second quarter. And their quarterback, Clark, will be under center. Here's a handoff to Driscoll. Driscoll off here on the near side. Gets up. There's a flag down. He gets to about the 48, 47, but there's a flag down on the far side. Could be holding against the... It is holding against the Bluehawks. So that negates the... And they'll give him 3 yards on the run for Driscoll, but then they lose 10. So it'll be first down at about 17, 18 yards to go for the Bluehawks back at their own 37-yard line. They lead at 28-0, 10:28 left to go here before halftime. Parks under center. And it's Clark rolling out the pass, throws it downfield. Driscoll's open. Do they call it? No, they'll say he was out of bounds. Driscoll brought it in, but his feet were already out of bounds. So it'll be the fifth pass attempt for Clark. He is 2 of 5 for 23 yards. Third down, and it should be the third or second. Should be second down. Second down, about 18 to go. Clark under center. One back. Groffel's in motion. Groffel takes him off the right side. He'll get the 5 back. He'll get 10. He'll get 15. He'll pick up almost 20 yards. He gets to almost the 40-yard line. They were at the 37. And they'll give him 18. They're going to put it right on the 45-yard line. He's carried the ball 12 times, and he is over 100 yards already here in the first half. They'll have some stats for you at halftime. First down to 10, St. Cecilia. Over on the far hash mark, moving right to left, right off the Superior 45-yard line. 10-16 left to go here in the first half. Clarkson shotgun this time. Two wideouts on the far side, one here on the near side. Clark takes the snap, drops back in the pocket to pass, and throws it away. Trying to get to Groffel here on the near side. Groffel is waiting for him, but the pass went in front of him, so that'll be an incomplete pass for Clark. Second down and 10, the Blue Hawks. Groffel on the night is 2 of 6 and for 23 yards. But Clark, Groffel has been the main offense here. He has scored 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. Driscoll with the other one, a 6-yard touchdown run. So Clark remains in the shotgun, 2 backs behind him. 2 wideouts on the far side, 1 here on the near side. Spread it out. Back to pass again. He wants that pass downfield. He's got it. Nope. He threw it too high. For Howell, and that will be his 7th attempt and his 5th incomplete pass. 3rd down and 10 now. This is the first time that they really have kind of struggled offensively. They have not punted in this ball game. They have scored on every drive. And now they're stalled at their Superior 45-yard line, 3rd down and 10. Over here on the near side, they bring Jake Cadow way out here. Clark is in the shotgun again. And they're going to bring the blitz, and they did. And they got him right across the line of scrimmage. That time Superior brought the blitz, and coming in was Caleb Isom. And Clark picked up about 2 yards, and that was it. So it's 4th down with about 8 yards to go. This was the first 4th down that the Blue Hawks have had to face. They're at the Superior 42-yard line. So let's see what they do. And back to punt will be Wynn. So their first punt of the ball game. So Superior is back deep. And we got a
delay a game against the offense
of the 5-yard penalty. Delay a game. Actually, that was probably on purpose, and letting the clock run down. And there's no sense. It's just going to be you're just trying to get them deep anyway. They're trying to pin Superior deep in their own territory. So now they'll snap it from the 47-yard line. Wins back at his 38. Here's the snap. It's a beautiful punt, and it will go and roll. It's going to be picked up. Oh, wow, picked up quickly by Wilt, I think. No, it was Colton May. Colton May got it, and they'll have it on their own 15-yard line. Superior takes over on their own 15-yard line, and with 8:58 left to play in the first half, they'll have it first down and 10 as their defense stopped the Blue Hawks for the first time tonight in this ball game. So that was a big one for Superior's defense. Blue Hawks probably a little disappointed. They kind of stalled there at the 45-yard line of Superior. Lipker's back of the shotgun. 2 wideouts here on the near side. Lipker drops back to pass. Here on the near side, Gilbert's got it at the 20. Maybe the 19. They'll say it's to the 19. So a 4-yard pass play from Lipker to Gilbert. Gilbert's second pass completion. He's got 9 yards in this ball game in the air. He ran out, so that stops the clock with 8:54 to go in the first half. Lipker again, the shotgun. Inside handoff to Reed. He might got back to the line of scrimmage. Just give him one.
57, Lance Smith.
So it'll be third down.
Assisted by Hartford.
And about 7 yards to go.
A yard on the side. It's a third down. 6 yards.
Right at the 20-yard line. And the Blue Hawks, who have not really allowed much here defensively, trying to make Superior have to punt again. Superior's punted four times already. Now they're going to be a timeout called Superior. 8:07 left to go in the first half. It's the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia 28. Wildcats of Superior 0, back in 30 seconds on ESPN 1550 KICS.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
And with an update from the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beam. Our other two Hastings area teams in action, Beatrice leading the Tigers. Beatrice 23, Hastings High 0, with about 7 minutes left in the half. Adams Central is getting a good one up on Gibbon. Adams Central with the lead over Gibbon, 28-0, 4 minutes until halftime. And in this one, 28-0, St. Cecilia in second quarter. We now go back to Superior and we get the rest of the broadcast.
All right, thanks, Brad. 8:07 left to go in the first half. 28-0, Blue Hawks on top is Lipker for Superior. They have a third down at about 7 yards to go. He's in the shotgun here on the near hash mark on their own 20-yard line. They're trying to draw the Blue Hawks off. They might have. They might have gotten Chris Hartford to jump offside, and they did. So instead of third and about six, it'll be a third and about a yard or so. So we've seen a few holdings and a few offsides here in this first half. So now Lipker's got it in shotgun here again. Two wideouts on the far side. They're on the near hash mark. Lipker takes the snap. He pitches it over here on the near side, and May cannot get away from him. May trying to get around the corner, loses a few yards. He loses two. Good defensive play by Groffel, who got in there and made the tackle. So it's now fourth down, about 2 yards to go. Let's see what they decide to do. I'm sure they're going to probably have to punt it away with 7:40 left to go in the first half, deep on their own 21-yard line. So Superior will punt again. Driscoll and Cato back at the 47-yard line, their own 47. Here's the punt. Nice punt by Hawley. It's going to go out at about the 46, 47. And they're going to save the 46-yard line. That's where Hastings St. Cecilia will take over at the Superior 46-yard line. So St. Cecilia, who did not do anything their first or their last drive for the first time tonight, got stalled. They will bring their offense back on the field with 7:23 left to go. See if they can get it punched in there again, leading 28-0. Wideouts on both sides this time, and the lone back will be Wilnard. Clark under center. Back to pass over the middle. It's caught. It's caught by Chris Hartford, the tight end, and he'll have the first down. He'll pick up 11 yards on that pass. That was the first catch of the night.
It is a first down. It's a
for Hartford. He picks up 11 yards on that one. Hartford playing tight end tonight. First down and 10 at the 37-yard line of Superior now. Clark's in the shotgun. Hands it off to Wilnard. Wilnard right up the guts, got 10 yards and more. to the 34. So he'll pick up 13 yards.
But again, he moves the chains as the ball goes to the 25, inside the 25-yard line.
He'll put it at the 24. So a 13-yard run that time by Wilnard. That was his first rush of the ball game for a first down. First down at 10, far hash mark, right to left. Clark under center again, slot left. Wideouts on both sides. Straight up the gut again to Wilnard. Wilnard still on his feet. As he picks it up on the 24 to about the 18, six-yard run. That's his second carry for 19 yards. 6.5 left to play in the first half, 28-0 St. Cecilia. Trying to get that 35 points before halftime. Had to punt their last drive. This time, they are taking it right down again to about the 19-yard line of Superior. Maryland High this time, Clark under center. In tight. Croffles in motion. Handoff. Straight up the middle, Driscoll to the 9. So he picks up the 10, put it right at the 10-yard line. So he'll pick up 9 yards. That's his fourth carry, 26 yards for Driscoll. So let's see, now they're at the 10, far hash mark, moving right to left. This time Groffel's going to be way wide to the right. Wide out here on the near side. Inside handoff. Wilner dropped it at the 9, and I think Superior got it. Superior picks up the football. So on the last two drives by the Blue Hawks, they had to punt, and they turned it over. So Wilnard fumbles it, and Superior takes over on their own 9-yard line. In this second quarter, we've had no scoring so far. 5:44 left to play in the first half. All the scoring, the 28 points, came in the first quarter. Neither team will do anything here in the second quarter. Way over on the far hash mark on their own 9-yard line. Lipker, inside handoff, and not much there. I believe that was May. May gets a yard loss. Groffel in on the stop. Colton May's had a rough night tonight. For Superior, he's carried the ball 3 times, and it's kind of about -6. Second down, about 11 yards to go. Wideouts on both sides this time. Lipker in the shotgun again, 2 backs. 5:09 left to play before halftime. 28-0, St. Cecilia on top. Lipker pitches it out here on the near side, and again, going nowhere. It's Colton May, and he'll lose. He'll go from the 8 all the way back to the 5. So he'll lose 3 yards there. And it's turned down at about 14, 15 yards to go. Third and long. They're at their own 5-yard line. 4:35 left to play in the first half. Lipker in the shotgun again. Wide outs on both sides. Back split behind him. In motion is May. Here's the pitch, this time to Reed. Reed comes over here, and he's stopped right away. Howell's in there on the stop, along with Groffel. And we have a... There was a fumble. There was a... St. Cecilia calls timeout. It'll be 4th down and 15, it looks like. I thought the officials pointed towards the that it was St. Cecilia's football. I'm not too sure. We'll figure it out. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
First down and goal for the Blue Hawks as they had taken it over on a fumble, and Clark's under center. Merrill and I, Clark is going to hand it off to Grapp on the left side. He'll break in. Touchdown by St. Cecilia. It's a six-yard run by Groffel. Oh, the five-yard touchdown run. And with 4:04 left to go here in the first half, it's now 34-0. And let's see what's going to happen here. Groffel scores his fourth touchdown of the first half. They're going to go for two. Clark's under center. He'll pitch it to Groffel. Groffel goes back up the gut, and he will get in for the two-point conversion. So it's 36-0 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Superior will have the football. We come back. Whoop, there's a flag down. Hang on. Don't go anywhere yet. Looks like it's against St. Cecilia. And they'll move him back. So the flag is down, 4:04 left to go here. It was a 5-yard penalty against St. Cecilia. It was holding. And so it's back to the extra point would be now. It's going to be an extra point kick by Howell. So now the extra point kick, which is like a field goal now. And Howe will be at the 20. And there's a should have been offside. The kick is good, by the way. Kick is good. It's offside against Superior. Now the kick was good. So I would they decline it? Can they decline it? Nope. So they get to move in 5 yards closer, and they'll try it again. He had plenty of range. So now it'll be a 22-yard extra point kick. Wow. This has been something. So Howe will set it down at the 19, so it'll be a 29-yarder. Make it 28. And this one's not going to make it. He makes the longer one and misses the shorter one. So it's 34-0. Now what that did was, that means we're not within the 35-point run yet, which is good for Superior as we get ready to go into the halftime here. 4:04 left to play. We're back in 60 seconds on KICS ESPN 1550.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
And Lynn gets the kickoff, and it will be Superior's football at their 23-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Wildcats. Right in the middle of the hash marks. Moving left to right, 3:51 left to play in the first half. 34-0, St. Cecilia on top. Do some stats at halftime, send it back, and get some scores and some weather and all that good stuff. Lipker's under center this time, eye formation. Hands it off straight up the gut to about the 25-yard line. With the carry was Colton May. So he picked up about two. That's his fifth carry of the ball game. He's got negative four. That was his first positive of the night. He's been caught in the background, in the backfield, most of the evening. Second down, about 8 yards to go. 3:19 left to play here in the first half. Lipker again in the eye, wide outs on both sides. Lipker hands it off to May again. This time May gets to maybe the 28-yard line. We'll give him 3 yards on that carry. It's a six carry. So let's call third down at about 5 yards to go for the Wildcats of Superior. This is their fourth possession of the second quarter. They have punted every possession so far here in the first half. 2:42 left to go before halftime. Third down and five here on the near hash mark at about the 28, 29-yard line of Superior. Look to the back of the shotgun. Two wideouts over on the far side. Long count. And now we're going to have a flag delay a game. So delay a game against Superior. So that makes it third down, about 10 yards to go. Very flag happy here in the first half. 2:24 left to go before halftime. 34-0. Blue Hawks on top. Clock going. Lipker again in the shotgun. Now third down and 10 yards to go here on the near hash mark. Moving left to right. Two backs behind him. Long count. He's going to keep it himself. Now pitches it and getting nothing is J.R. Reed. Junior Reed, I should call it. Not J.R., Junior Reed. Howell makes the tackle, and he'll get no yards. So it's third, fourth down and 10 now, and we'll see the punting unit come out again for Superior. So St. Cecilia will get the ball one more time before halftime as Driscoll and Cato is back at about the 45 of St. Cecilia. Holly's punt straight up in the air, and it will be picked up. Picked up here on the near side by Cato. Cato's going to go all the way down the sideline. We've got a flag clear back at the 30. Cato actually got it back up to about the 15 or so where he was knocked out of bounds. But a flag clear back at the 30. And it will be it's against St. Cecilia. And it will be not sure exactly where we're putting the football, but the football is going to go back to the 50. Not sure what the call was here. We're still looking. For some reason, we're waiting for a football. The ball's going to be at the... No explanation at all.
I think what they ruled was that there had been a fair catch, and then they advanced it, so the ball was taken back to the original spot of the fair catch.
I got it. So they moved the ball up when they weren't supposed to, so the ball is at the 49-yard line. I guess that's what they're going to say. I didn't see a signal on that, but didn't see no fair catch signal either. So the Blue Hawks will go back at their own 49-yard line. With 1:29 left to play here before halftime. Groffel's in motion. He'll take the handoff, goes off the right side, breaks down to the 40, down near the 35, 36-yard line. So he picks up a good 13, 14 yards. They're at the 49. 14 yards for Groffel.
Near the 37-yard line exterior.
That was his 14th carry. We'll give you some stats here at halftime. Clock's running, 1:20 left to go before half. So we'll have it at the Superior 38-yard line, far hash mark, moving right to left. Groffel over here on the near side. Driscoll over on the far. Clark's in the shotgun. In motion is Driscoll. And he will have it, and he'll go nowhere. Good defensive play that time. By Allgood. Allgood makes the stop. And he loses three as the ball carrier Driscoll goes backwards with 40 seconds left. So official timeout as they're working on the helmet down there of Caleb Isom. Now we're ready to go. Final seconds of the first half. Second down, about 13 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. They're back at the Superior 40-yard line, right in the middle of the hash marks. Final seconds, 34-0. We're at half, just about before halftime. Clark's in the shotgun. In motion again is Driscoll. Comes a snap. Clark's going to take it himself off the right side. He gets up across the 30. So he picks up pretty close to the 13 yards they needed, but that might be the end of the first half. He picked up 11 yards. We'll give him 10, and that's going to do it for the first half. First half is in the books, and St. Cecilia leads over Superior here in Superior 34-0. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll come back with your first half stats. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
It's halftime here at Superior. Hastings St. Cecilia, your Blue Hawks lead Superior 34-0. Groffel for Joel Groffel of St. Cecilia having a great first half. He scored four touchdowns, 181 yards in the first half. for him. He scored on a 15-yard touchdown run to start the game. He scored on a 12-yard run right after the, well, actually, it was a 6-yard touchdown run by Driscoll, who has 23 yards in the first half. He carried the ball 5 times. He scored the second touchdown with 5:52 left to go. This was all in the first quarter. And then a 12-yard run by Groffel with about 1:51 left to go. And that made it. They just can't turn this music up any louder, can they? 20-0. And then it was just before the end of the first quarter, 66-yard touchdown run by Groffel that made it 28-0. No scoring at all in the second quarter until about 4:04 left to go. And then, again, it was a 5-yard touchdown run by Groffel to make it 34-0. The extra point was no good, and that's where we stand right now. Superior had the football 7 times in the first half. They had to punt every single time they had it. They are being led by Junior Reed. Junior Reed has 11 yards on 7 carries. Colton May has -4, and Lifter on the night has attempted 6 passes. He's completed 2 for 9 yards. For St. Cecilia, Clark, by the way, he's rushed the ball 35 yards, 4 carries, excuse me. He's carried the ball 4 times, and he's got 45 yards. He has passed the ball 8 times. He's completed 3 out of there, and out of those 3 completed passes, they've been for a total of 34 yards. So there's some of your first half stats. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back in a little bit. We'll hear some other scores going on. Brad will keep us informed on some of the other scores around the area. And then also catch you up on the weather and stuff. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. And this great night for high school football is your Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks lead at 34-0 here at halftime over the Wildcats of Superior. We'll be back in just a little bit here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
And good football Friday night to you. It's ESPN 1550 KICS. I'm Brad Beam back at the ESPN Radio Studios. We'll get you back out to Superior in just a couple of minutes. Mark Baldwin, our play-by-play man for the evening, calling the game between the Bluehawks and the Wildcats. We're right now at halftime. St. Cecilia with a 34-0 lead over Superior. St. Cecilia 34, Superior nothing at halftime. Crazy thing, but across town, the score is the same. 34-0, Adams Central over Gibbon. A game being played in Gibbon. I believe that one is at halftime as well. Some other games from around the area. Grand Island Central Catholic leading St. Paul 17-3 at halftime. Ravenna 26, Centura 6. That is a halftime score. Beatrice with a pretty good team. Number 3 ranked in the state, currently shutting out the Hastings High Tigers 30-0 at halftime as well. And Kearney Catholic High School over Central City, 20-0 at the halftime. So not a whole lot of competitive games on our Platte River Radio network of stations at the moment. But we are reminding you that right here on ESPN 1550, you're listening to the St. Cecilia game against Superior. On the Breeze 94.5 is where you catch Adams Central Gibbon. That is a top 10 matchup. Adams Central ranked number 3 in the state. Gibbon number 9 in the state right now, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. And then number 3, Beatrice in Hastings at Lloyd Wilson Field, taking on the Hastings High Tigers again. Hastings High Tigers trailing 30-0 at halftime to Beatrice. Adams Central with a 34-0 lead over Gibbon in Gibbon, and in Superior, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 34-0 lead over Superior. Interesting note about the 34-0 scores that Adams Central and St. Cecilia both lead with. They are 1 point shy of a running clock in the second half. Nebraska state football rules state that if you are leading by 35 points or more in the second half, the clock does not stop. That speeds up the game. Both of them just 1 point short. St. Cecilia could have had that running clock, but a couple of penalties on an extra point brought it back. Was 36 called back? Was 35 called back? And missed extra points. So only 34-0 at the half. As we'll get you back out to the game in just a couple of minutes. Mark Baldwin standing by, play-by-play of tonight's game, brought to you by the Sportscasters Club here on ESPN 1550 KICS. And we remind you that to check out all the scores, a couple of different ways that you can do that. You can text Platte River Preps to 90210. Text the message Platte River Preps to the number 90210. Or just tune in to the halftime or the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show after the game. Tess and Veronica will run down all the scores from around the area and around the states. CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, after the games. We'll get you back out second half on the way. St. Cecilia Blue Hawk football is on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're back here at halftime in Superior. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I think I've said it like 10 times, but it's just one of those nights for football. You know, it's not too cold, it's not too hot, there's no wind. It's just a perfect fall evening for high school football. And it has been all St. Cecilia, as you heard here in the rundown. And it could have been a 35 or 36-0 lead, and that clock would have been running for the whole second half. But right now we're a point short because of the extra point kick that was first the two-point conversion that was called back, and then they went through the extra point penalty, then they went through an extra point kick, and then it was good, but there was a penalty against Superior, so they moved it 5 yards closer. He was still about a 20-some yarder, and that one was no good. And that kept it at 34. So, but that doesn't make any difference. If St. Cecilia continues to go as they have been, they will get the ball. They will kick off the ball to Superior to start the second half. And then they have been able to hold Superior down to 7 punts so far. 7 out of 7. Hastings St. Cecilia, by the way, they ended up having to punt in the second quarter for the first time, and then they fumbled it their next possession. So on two straight possessions, they did not score any points, and then they got the touchdown run, and then the end of the quarter before halftime. Now, St. Cecilia coming in off that loss to Blue Hill last week, 28-20, and they have a tough game against Sutton next week. Sutton is 4-0. They have the bye week off tonight, so they will be sitting at that 4-0 waiting for St. Cecilia next week, and that will be at Hastings. So that will be a huge contest there because, you know, that's a district game for them, and they want to try to get a little more healthier, I'm sure. They, of course, some of the players, Burlett's not playing tonight for them, their IBAC, and then, as you know, as you heard earlier, Xander Schmidt, their starting quarterback, is out. And so they just had some injuries here, and they hope to get a little bit healthier. But they've got a big game next week. They'll be hosting Sutton in a district contest. So they'd like to be able to get through this second half without any more injuries. And, again, if they could get that clock running here in the second half, that'd be big for them. A reminder that you've got college football, Idaho State at Nebraska. Kickoff will be at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. That's on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. College volleyball and college football on KHAS, 12:30 a.m. College football, Hastings at Briar Cliff. Pre-games at noon. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. And then college volleyball action right after that. Pre-game at 5:30. Kickoff. How about first serve? 6 o'clock. That, again, will be on KHAS, 12:30 a.m. As the baseball season begins to wind down, don't forget baseball action coming up. It looks like on Sunday afternoon, Cleveland at Kansas City on the Breeze, KLIQ, and Kansas City at Detroit on Monday evening, makeup game, as the Royals trying to play some spoilers in some of those divisional races right now. We'll be back with the second half. We're going to take about a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back to more high school football action as we return to Superior, Nebraska, here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
All right, we're just getting ready for the teams to take the field here. Let's give you a rundown real quick about what happened again in the first half. Superior kicked off. St. Cecilia started on their own 37-yard line. Groffel took it in for a 15-yard touchdown with 9:14 left to go. Extra point kick by Howell was good, 7-0. Superior punted. St. Cecilia took over on the Superior 46-yard line. 6-yard touchdown run by Driscoll with 5:52 left to play in the first quarter. Howell gets the extra point kick, makes it 14-0. Superior punted. St. Cecilia took over on their own 34-yard line. 11-yard touchdown run by Groffel with about a minute 51 left to play. Extra point kick by Howell was no good, 20-0. Superior then punted again. Hastings St. Cecilia took over on their own 34-yard line. Huge 66-yard touchdown run by Groffel at the end of the first quarter. And the extra point, two-point conversion, Groffel ran it in to make it 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, both teams exchanged punts. Superior punted two times, and then St. Cecilia fumbled it, and then Superior fumbled it. And St. Cecilia got the ball at the Superior 6-yard line, and Groffel ran it in for a touchdown, and that made it 34-0. Then, as we mentioned, they had a two-point conversion that was good, but then got called back, and then they went for the extra point kick. It was good, but then there was a penalty by Superior, so they got to go 5 yards closer, but that didn't help as the extra point kick was no good, so that made it 34-0, and that was the end of the first half. So here we go. Wynn's going to kick it off for the Blue Hawks, and it will be Superior's football first, but they seem to have a issue with the right football. So we're waiting to see what the discussion on that is. That's what I thought. Teams are on the wrong side. Okay, so we'll flip over. I'm still not, whatever. St. Cecilia was moving right to left, Superior left to right. It started out, Superior was moving right to left in the first quarter. St. Cecilia was going left to right. Well, now it's just the opposite here in the third, so, okay. So now we'll kick off the other way. Wynn will kick off. And back deep is three for the Wildcats. And here we go. Wynn will boot it away for the Blue Hawks. Hastings St. Cecilia, it's a short kick, and it is going to be covered smartly by Holly. And Superior will take over on their right on their 20-yard line. That's where they'll take over first down and 10 here as we start out the second half. So Superior is moving left to right here in the third quarter. A little bit of haze in the air. It's like I said, it's a cool night. And a refreshing night, to say the least. But no wind right now. The flags, three flags across the way, and they're not moving at all. So over on the far hash mark, Wildcats, who have not been able to get anything going offensively. Lipker's in the shotgun. Two backs behind him, wideouts on both sides. Snaps it, looks to pass downfield, and it is going to be almost intercepted. Gilbert was the intended receiver, then he had to play defender, as it was Driscoll, who was actually closer to the football, and he just about got him off his fingertips, but it'll be second down and 10. Seventh attempted pass for Lipker. He has completed three of seven tonight. Now he'll split out two again, one here on the near side, one on the far side, and he'll stay in the shotgun. Two backs right behind him, inside handoff to Junior Reed, and Reed will get back to the line of scrimmage. He's covered quickly by Alex Sheehy, and then also in there was Lance Schmidt. So they'll get no gain by Junior Reed. That was his eighth carry. So it's third down and about 10 still, just on the other side of the 20-yard line now, here on the near hash mark. Long time in the huddle for Superior. And they're going to have to hurry because they've been fast on the gun here on the delay of games tonight. Lipker under center. There he goes. He rolls out looking to pass downfield. He throws it downfield, and it is almost caught. The intended receiver was Holly, but he could not bring it in. It's fourth down now at about 10, so they'll punt it away. And Hastings St. Cecilia will have it for their first time in the second half. And they'll be standing at about the 50-yard line as Driscoll and Cato. Holly back to punt, standing at his 10-yard line. He's punted them all well tonight. And here comes the low snap. He takes it off the turf, punts it low. Driscoll picks it up at the 48 of Superior. He's at the 40, and he gets out around the 37. Tackle made there by Reed. So it'll be first down and 10 for St. Cecilia, and they'll have the ball on the Superior. I see a flag down. It's at the Superior right now, 36-yard line. There's an illegal block in the back against the Blue Hawks, so that'll drop him back 10 yards. Should have been the spot of the foul, but they're going to go from where the ball was brought out, so that'll be at the 47-yard line of Superior. First down and 10 for St. Cecilia at the Superior 47. Near hash mark, moving right to left. They'll be in the eye. Looks like we have another quarterback in there. Looks like Howley's the quarterback. Howell's the quarterback. He rolls out and he throws it. It's complete over on the far side. And bringing the ball in is Jared Jackson. So Jared Jackson picks up the pass from Howell. And he got 4 yards on the pass. That's Howell's second pass, by the way. And first pass for four. And now he throws it again to Groffel. Groffel picks it up, and Groffel picks up the first down and more. Groffel's going all the way down the sideline. So Howell's two for two.
Brody Wolf brings down Groffel after a long run after the...
So the pass...
First and 10 for...
5, 10, 15, 20...
Ball be placed at the...
23, about a 25-yard pass there from Howell to Groffel. That's Groffel's first pass reception. So now it's first down and 10 from the 17-yard line of Superior. Over on the far hash mark, and Howell remains the quarterback. He hands it off inside, and taking it down near the first down is Jackson.
Number 22, Jared Jackson, walk there, stopped by number
16. He carries it for 9 yards, almost 10. Jackson's first run of the ball game. He's caught one pass for 4 yards now, and he's carried the ball for 9. As Coach Tesmer getting a few players in some different spots here, as we're seeing Jackson play in that fullback position and Howell quarterback. They need a yard, and Jackson may not have got it. Wolf with the tackle, and he doesn't get any yards on that one. So we'll give Jackson the loss of a yard. So it's going to be fourth down and about a yard or so to go. Third down, and about a yard or so to go. At the 9-yard line of Superior. Howell will stay the quarterback. This time, Jackson and Groffel in the back. My money's on Groffel this time, and it will go to Groffel. Groffel off the right side. He'll take it into the end zone for a 9-yard touchdown run. Another touchdown by Groffel, as he's had a great night. That's his 5th touchdown run of the evening. This one for 9 yards. And that makes it 40-0. 9-yard touchdown run by Groffel with 9:01 left to play here in the third quarter. Now, will we see an extra point kick, or are we going to go for two? As they're going to throw the tee out there, so we're going to go an extra point kick. So, the extra point kick coming up by Howell. They're going to have to hurry up here. And there's the delay of game again. Just seems like they could not get the tee out there quick enough. And then when they did, they couldn't get everything lined up. So it's been a tough night for St. Cecilia as far as penalties go. They've had quite a few there. They're going to have to change that, because something they're not going to want to do next week a whole lot against Sutton. So Howell's going to make another 24-yarder. He's going to have to, they're going to set at the 15. So it'll be a 25-yard extra point kick. 40-0, and we will have the running clock now. Here's the snap, and the kick is up, and it is no good. So the score remains Hastings St. Cecilia 40, Superior 0. Kickoff coming up after the 60-second timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
By Howell for St. Cecilia. Picked up right in the middle of the 15-yard line by Reed, and Reed gets it up across the 30 to about the 35 for Superior. Well, they'll have it first down and 10. And now the clock just continues to run now here in the third quarter. So the ball at the 35-yard line, first down and 10 for Superior. They trail 40-0. So the Blue Hawks have come back from that loss last week against Blue Hill and have got to feel pretty good about how they've come out here tonight. And now the clock will continue to run here as we've reached the 35-point rule in Nebraska football. Lipker in the shotgun, two wideouts on the far side. Screen pass goes behind. That's a free ball. It's picked up by Wilnard. Wilnard will score the touchdown for St. Cecilia. It was a fumble because it would have been a behind-the-line pass. So it would be a lateral pass. So that will... So incomplete lateral pass, and Wilnard takes it in for the touchdown from about 35 yards. And that makes it 46-0 now with 7:42. The clock will stop for that. Wilnard picks up 35 yards on that one. And he has... scored his first touchdown tonight. It's been pretty much a groffle night, but Wilnard got that one. Extra point kick this time at somebody new, and it is up and good. The extra point kick was by Mel Gonzalez. He's a sophomore, and he puts it up and in, and it's 47-0 in favor of the Blue Hawks. We're back in 30 seconds on KICS, ESPN 1550.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
All right, we're back as we had a lateral pass that was on the dirt, picked up by Wilnard. He rushes in for about 35 yards for the touchdown to make it 47-0 now, St. Cecilia. So now Howell will kick it off again for the Blue Hawks. The Superior will take over one more time here in the third quarter. We started out with Superior getting the football. They punted. St. Cecilia scored on a 6-touchdown for Groffel tonight. And he's had a very good offensive night. 5th touchdown, excuse me. And then the other 2 touchdowns have come from Wilnard and then also Driscoll. Otherwise, it's been pretty much all Groffel tonight. All right, now we're set to go. Hal's getting ready to kick off. Hal kicks it deep, and again, Reed takes it right up the middle, 30, 35-yard line. And that's about where they'll mark it, about the 34 this time. Superior has it on their own 34. They started on their 35 the last time, and then they had that drop lateral pass that Wilner took in for the touchdown. So the clock runs again, 7:20 left to go here in the third quarter, 47-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. They've missed on a couple of two-point conversions and some extra point kicks tonight. But they have 47. Here's the inside handoff to Reed. Reed picks up maybe one or two. He is stopped by Sheehy. He'll get three. That's his ninth carry for 15 yards tonight. Second down, about 7 yards to go. 6:38 left to go in the third quarter. Wide out, two wide outs here on the near side. They're on the far hash mark, moving left to right. Inside handoff again to Reed, and he won't go nowhere. Making the big stop that time.
Using the Reed, the ball carrier. Hit by Groffel and
Hunter. Was Groffel.
Game's got a yard on the play, brings up third down. 6 yards to go. Ball on the 39.
So that makes it a, well, they gave him a little bit of forward progress, about 2 yards, maybe one. That's going to be third down, about 6 yards to go. We'll give them 1 yard. Third and six at the 39-yard line, their own 39. Lipker going to go under center this time. I formation, slot right, wide out on the left side. 5:44 left to go in the third. Pitch back. Now he's going to be read the pass, and it's almost intercepted. It was intended for Gilbert. He got his hands on it, and then Wilnard was looking for another touchdown. He was ready to take that one and go, but just could not bring it in. It'll be fourth down and six now, and another punting situation for Superior. So Cato and Driscoll will be standing at about their own 35-yard line. Holly standing at about the 27, his own 27. Clock continues to run, 5 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the third. Running clock here in the second half. It's a low punt. And Driscoll's going to pick it up on the run. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Cuts back up to the 25. Still on his feet, almost to the 20-yard. Great return by Driscoll. Host of Wildcats brought him down, but finally Damian Holt, the sophomore, brought him down for Superior. So it'll be first down for St. Cecilia at the Superior 22-yard line. And again, Howell has been the quarterback here. Schmidt, their starting quarterback, injured, so they had Clark going in. And now Howell's been the quarterback here the last two drives. Jackson is the fullback, Groffel the I-back. And Howell will keep it himself, dances right up the gut, and he will score. 22-yard run by Howell.
23-yard line.
And that makes it now 53-0. And we'll see the extra point kick, which has been an adventure for Hastings Saints to see it tonight, coming up here. And it will be, the last kick was good by Gonzalez, and he's going to put it up there again. So let's see if he can make it 54-0. 3:56 left to go in the third quarter. Kick is up, and it is no. So the score remains 53-0. St. Cecilia Superior will get the football when we come back after this 30-second timeout on KICS ESPN 1550.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
A quick scoring update from the ESPN 1550 studios. Adams Central continues to have a big lead, 41-0 over Gibbon. And also a big lead for Beatrice early in the third quarter, 37 over Hastings, 0. 37 Beatrice, Hastings, 0. And actually a scoring update, Beatrice 44, Hastings 0, middle of the third. Now back to Mark Baldwin and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
Jake Hawley brings the kickoff up across the 30. And they're going to mark it at the 34-yard line. That's been about where Superior's been starting this whole second half so far. Clock will continue to run now as we're way past the 35-point rule, 53-0 so far here in this ball game as we get down to the final minutes of the third quarter. But it has been all St. Cecilia tonight. Superior has not been able to muster hardly any offense. They have not had, that I can recollect, more than one first down tonight, if that. Yes, they've had a first down. It was on a penalty. There you go. Lipker's in trouble, gets out of the way, dropped the football. Ball is covered by Lipker, and he'll lose about 5 yards. So, 5-yard loss by Lipker. He's passed eight times tonight. He's completed three for 8 yards. He's not had much time to pass, and he's had a few passes downfield that just weren't brought in. 10 attempts. Licker in the shotgun again. May is in motion. It's a pitch out on the far side, and not much there. Reed was the ball carrier, got back to the 30, so he'll pick up 2 yards.
Down by number
his 11th carry of the ball game. He's had 18 yards on the night. He's one of the top offensive gainers for the Wildcats tonight. Under 2 minutes left to go in the third, 53-0. Right after the game, we'll do a real quick wrap-up. We'll be talking with the coach, one of the coaches from St. Cecilia, Randy Ahrens. So stick around for that for the post-game show. 1:40 left to go here in the third. 53-0, St. Cecilia, Lipker in the shotgun. Two wideouts on the far side. Two backs right behind him, and now another delay of game call. And so that'll bring it back 5 yards. That puts it back at the 25-yard line. Third down and a bunch, about 19 yards to go. Clock running, 1:27 left to go here in the third. Lipker back in the shotgun. Taking a long time again. Quick pass over on the far side. And it looks like it's brought in by Hawley. Hawley catches the pass from Whitaker and picks up about 3 yards.
Brings up fourth down. About 17 yards to go.
So Lipker's 11th pass brought in that time. Now it's a punt, fourth down, and here's Holly's punt. It'll be short, and it will be picked up again by Driscoll. He fumbles it, he picks it right back up and gets out at about the 32, 33-yard line. Wow, what a big break for Driscoll. Picked it up on the run, picked it up off the turf, then he dropped it on the turf, picked it back up and got to the 32-yard line. So that is where they will take over. Hastings St. Cecilia takes over on their Superior's 32-yard line. as the time runs out here in the third quarter. We'll go to the fourth quarter, and again, the clock will continue to run in the fourth quarter. 53-0, St. Cecilia leads it after three quarters of play here in Superior. We're back after a 60-second timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
St. Cecilia has it on Superior's 32-yard line, first down and 10. We're on the far hash mark. Pitch out to Daniel Harden is in the ball game now.
Number 32, Daniel Harden.
As he is carrying the ball for Groffel. Groffel's had a great night tonight. Picked up about 6 yards. Groffel has scored 5 touchdowns. And he is right at 190 yards. On the ground at 25 yards in the air. Harden again gets up close to the first down.
Harden again carries the ball.
We need about 4 yards, and he picked up 5 yards, so we'll give him 2 carries now for 11 yards. And that continues to keep the clock running with 11 minutes left to go. 53-0, St. Cecilia, and there got in some new players. We got a new quarterback in the ball game also, and that is Brooks Asher. He's a freshman. He's under center, and he's going to, I don't know, they handed the left side by Seeley, and Seeley didn't go anywhere. Like he loses a yard. Dayton Seeley's a freshman. Second down, about 11 yards to go. Blue Hawks with some freshmen in there now. And the quarterback, Asher, sets him down. Pitches it out to Harden. Harden off the left side. He's got some running room, and he's going for the end zone. He is going to be close. And we're at the 22. They're going to put it at the, looks like at about the 4. So, 18-yard run. By Harden. And now we have an official's timeout. And it'll be clock running again, 9:45. Asher sets it down. They're at the 4. He'll take it right up the gut. And he'll be marked down at about the 2 or 3 yard line.
There's the ball close to the goal line, but he stopped short.
They're going to say he's just short. Picked up 3 yards there. As St. Cecilia trying to score again, Maryland I this time, right about the 1 yard line. Second down. Fumble on the snap. Asher has to cover it. Asher loses a yard. 8:58 left to go in the ball game. And the clock just continues to run. Third down and about a yard. Make it 2 yards now. As they lost a few yards there. So Asher brings them back up into the Maryland eye. Hardens the beat back. See if he gets the call. He does, and he will not make it. He gained a yard, but not enough. That's his fourth carry.
Zach Kitten carried the ball.
30.
Hit first by number 61, Trent Morris, assisted by Brody Wolf, brings up fourth and goal.
They say Zach Kitten carried the ball that time and got 1 yard. So let's see what happens here. Here's the pitch to Harden, and he'll carry it in with a touchdown.
Number 32,
Harden. So Harden, on his fourth carry, gets it for a touchdown. Harden on a 3-yard touchdown run makes it 59-0 with 8:04 left to go in the ball game. And let's see what we're going to do for extra point here. Excuse me. It's the one thing that they've had their issues with tonight. Looks like they're going to go for two. 2-point conversion here. They've had a little trouble in the kicking game, so they'll try to do it this way. Asher will set them up. Asher's going to roll out himself, and he will go in for the 2-point conversion.
Number seven, Brooke Asher.
So it's 59-0. Hastings St. Cecilia, 8:04 left to go in the 61-0. 8:04 left to go. We're back after this timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
We're back here at Superior, 61-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. 8:04 left running clock here in the fourth and final period. And Superior will get the football back here as the Blue Hawks just scored. Harden on a 3-yard touchdown run as the St. Cecilia team putting in some of the younger players. Harden, he is a sophomore, 165-pound sophomore, gets his first touchdown of the night. Groffel had 5, Wilmert had 1, and Driscoll had 1. And now Harden 1 for St. Cecilia. There's the kickoff. Picked up right at the 20-yard line by Holly. Holly gets across the 30 to about the 35-yard line. That's where Superior will take over on their own 35-yard line.
Number
7:48, clock running. Superior has, again, just not been able to do anything. It's been a good defensive night for the Blue Hawks as they have completely shut them out tonight. It's been punt after punt for Superior. So, Lipker in the shotgun, as he'll have two backs. Lipker's going to try to keep it himself, but he goes down.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. All aboard! On a 2011 Ford Fusion, that is. All power options has the leather and an awesome 34 miles per gallon highway. Books for $19,375, yours for $17,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
They punt it away. Superior does with about 5 minutes left to play here. Sorry about that. I guess our limit was up. But back we are. Clock continues to run with 4:50 left to go, and St. Cecilia will have it, and they'll be on their own 42-yard line. Let's see what they do here. They still have Asher, the quarterback, out there. Got some freshmen and sophomores out there as we're getting some young players in there. Harden again. Harden just breaks right on through again. He has been powerful in the backfield. He picks up 10 yards easily and another 15 yards. He scored his first touchdown. He's had 36, 41, 47 yards on the ground just as he came in here late in this ball game. 4 minutes left to play. They have not been able to stop him. He has been running hard. He'll pitch it to Harden again. Harden this time off the right side. They string him out, but he's still going to get up there close to the first down. He'll probably pick up the first down and more. Is it the 43? And they'll put it at the 29. So another 14-yard carry by Harden. That's his sixth carry. He's got one touchdown. And the clock continues to run down here in this running clock. We've had it pretty much for the whole entire second half. St. Cecilia going to go to 3-1 now on the year. And they'll be, again, hosting Sutton next Friday night. Quite a ball game there. I formation. Asher this time is going to hand it off. And off the left side, going to the house, is going to be Alex Tino, a freshman. He takes it all the way in for 29 yards. So Tino scores. That was a nice run by him for 29 yards and a touchdown. So a lot of kids getting a lot of experience tonight for St. Cecilia. And that makes it 67-0 with 2:55 left to go. And they'll try the extra point, two-pointer again, because they haven't had much luck with the kicking. They go to Harden, and Harden's not going to make it. So that's no good, and it'll stay 67-0. And now Superior will take over for the final of this game as we about 2:55 left to go here in this ball game. Again, we'll give you a quick stat rundown. We'll have the coach up here to talk to after the game, and then we'll send it back for your scoreboard show, which will give you all the scores from across the state throughout the evening. Make sure you stick around for that. And again tomorrow, college football as Nebraska hosts Idaho State. That'll be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM. And Hastings College will be at Briar Cliff. That'll be on KHAS 1230 AM at noon. Pregame kickoff at 1 o'clock. And volleyball, so as Nebraska takes on Ohio State after losing to Penn State this week. And they'll be at Ohio State. That'll be also on 1230 KHAS, and that'll be at 6 o'clock. They'll be the first serve on that one. All right, so getting ready to kick it off. will be Amel Gonzalez, the sophomore. He'll be kicking it off with 2:55 left to go in this ball game. St. Cecilia on top 67-0. And Gonzalez getting ready to boot away. Here's the kick. It's going to be a short one. It may go out. It would have gone out, but instead, picking it up was, well, I can't tell you who that was. Somebody number four on Superior, but they're not on the roster, so that's going to be a guess. They're going to have the ball on their own 42-yard line. The clock continues to run. Clock has stopped at 2:50 because there was a timeout called. Superior called timeout. Now will they start the clock? Yep, they did. Now they're going to stop the clock because Superior is going to call a timeout. 2:44 left to play in this one. Back in 30 on KICS ESPN 1550.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Real quick scoring update from the ESPN studios. We'll get you back to the St. Cecilia game in moments. But Beatrice, a final score beating the Hastings High Tigers tonight, shutting them out 44-0. And Adams Central just about to get the win. About 4 minutes left of the game. Adams Central ranked third in the state, 47-0 over Gibbon. A shutout on the way, but Superior trying to change that. We now go back to Mark Baldwin and Hastings St. Cecilia football.
Thank you very much. That was a big win for Adams Central tonight. That was a kind of a surprising, well, it's not final yet, but it probably will be here shortly. Adams Central over Gibbon, and Gibbon ranked two, but Adams Central just dominating tonight, as St. Cecilia has here. Lipker hands it off. This is some other to Brett Boyles. Boyles picks it up and loses 2 yards, and that will make it second down 12 for the Wildcats of Superior. As the clock continues around with 2:20 here. So St. Cecilia, again, will be getting ready for Sutton next week, who had the bye week off this week because they played in week zero. And so they'll go in 4-0 and St. Cecilia 3-1 with their one loss against Blue Hill last week. Another new quarterback in for Superior, and that is Riley Ellwanger. He's a freshman.
Boyles,
the ball carrier again. He picks up 2 yards, so it'll be third down about 10 with 1:50 left to go. Superior would like to keep this clock. Well, keep the ball. They really don't want to punt it away again. Minute 40 left, but they're going to have to get a first down. They've not had a first down in this whole half. So let's see what happens here. They have two wideouts on the far side. And the freshman quarterback, Ellwanger, back there, takes the snap, hands it off the right side, and Holly had it for a little bit there, but actually it was Damian Holt carrying the football, but he gains two. It's fourth down and 8, and they'll have to punt it away here with 1:04 left to go. So Hastings St. Cecilia will have it one more time, but they'll just run the clock out, as it's just going to continue to run anyway. Back to punt for Superior is Colton A., who just not had a very good night offensively tonight. Lefty punts it really high. It was really good. And oh, wow, the ball's loose. Superior's got it. Didn't call for a fair catch. David Wynn did not call for the fair catch, and he got smacked hard. And Superior takes it over on their own, on St. Cecilia's 30-yard line, but the clock is running out. Clock is running down. 13 seconds, 12 seconds, 11 seconds, final seconds. This will be the last play of the game. Ellwanger drops back to pass. He's being rushed. He throws it into the coverage. It's intercepted, and that's the ball game. Ball game is over. St. Cecilia defeats Superior tonight, 67-0. And we'll come back and run down the stats for you real quick right after this 60-second timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Here's how the stats look tonight. For St. Cecilia, of course, Joel Groffel had a great night, 190 yards and five touchdowns. Gus Clark started the quarterback. He had 35 yards on the ground. Make that 45 yards on the ground. He attempted eight passes, and he had 34 yards in the air. And Driscoll, he carried the ball five times. He had 23 yards and one touchdown for St. Cecilia. Howell tonight came in and threw the ball a couple times for 29 yards. Also caught a pass for 12. And Wilnard, Tyler Wilnard, he picked up 54 yards and a touchdown tonight for St. Cecilia, and Tino scored. Alex Tino scored on a 29-yard run. That's his 29 yards and one touchdown for him tonight for St. Cecilia. It was, their defense held Superior to way below 100 yards tonight. In fact, 18 yards rushing by Junior Reed was the tops for Superior. Lipker picked up on passing. He had 13 attempts, and he had 8 yards in the air. They just had nothing defensively or offensively tonight, as that was about it. Their total yardage was below 40 yards tonight. Just a rough night for Superior, a very dominating evening for St. Cecilia as far as their offense goes. And again, defensively they were dominating, and offensively they scored quite a few points, as their final was 67 points. Let's go through the scoring. In the first quarter, it was quite a bit of scoring for St. Cecilia. They picked up a 15-yard touchdown run by Groffel with 9:14 left to make it 7-0 after Howe made the extra point kick. And then with 5:52 left, 6-yard touchdown run by Driscoll, and then the extra point kick by Howell made it 14-0. And with 1:51 left to go in the first quarter, there was an 11-yard touchdown run by Groffel. Extra point kick by Howell was no good, and that made it 20-0. And then they had a 66-yard touchdown run just as the end of the quarter, and Groffel again got that touchdown. And he also ran in the two-point conversion to make it 28-0. That was just in the first quarter alone. So then we went into the second quarter, and not a lot of offense in the second quarter. Both teams ended up punting it a couple times. One time, I should say, for St. Cecilia, they fumbled the ball. And then Superior fumbled just with about 4:04 left to go in the first half. And they gave the ball over to Hastings St. Cecilia at the 6-yard line, and another touchdown run by Groffel, 6-yard touchdown run with 4:04 left, and that made it 34-0. They went for a two-point conversion and converted, but they had a penalty, so it moved them back. And then he went for a long extra point kick. In fact, it was about a 30-some yarder extra point kick. It was good by Howe, but they waved it off because there was a penalty, an offside penalty against Superior. So they moved him up 5 yards, and Howe got that extra point kick. But that's how it didn't go in, and that ended the first half at 34-0. In the third quarter then, it was St. Cecilia scoring on a 9-yard touchdown run by Groffel with 9:01 left to make it 40-0. Extra point kick again was no good. They were struggling there. And then the Superior threw a lateral pass. It was dropped. Willard picked it up, ran it in for the touchdown, and it was 7:42 left to go in the third quarter, made it 46-0. Then they brought on Gonzalez to try the extra point kick, and it was good, 47-0. And then Superior had on their own St. Cecilia again on the Superior 22-yard line, and then Howell ran it in for 22 yards for a touchdown to make it 53-0 with 3:56 left to go in the third quarter. And the extra point kick by Gonzalez was no good. St. Cecilia took over then on their the Superior 32-yard line. They scored as Harden came in, and he scored on a 3-yard touchdown run to make it 59-0. 2-point conversion by Asher. The quarterback ran it in for making it 61-0. And then they got it on their own 42-yard line, 29-yard touchdown run by Tino, and Tino ran it in with 2:55 left to make it 67-0. The extra point kick was no good. So that's how things developed offensively. We're going to hopefully talk with Coach Randy Ahrens here in a little bit and talk with him about tonight's ball game, as St. Cecilia is down there right now, and the coaches are all huddled up, and the players are all huddled up, and we'll try to get him up here and talk to us a little bit as we get ready to wrap it up. But again, it was a strong offensive evening for St. Cecilia. Defensively, again, they did a wonderful job of holding Superior down, as I said, not even 40-some yards tonight on the ground for Superior. They just had a tough time of getting anything going in this ball game. So it was all St. Cecilia. They'll go to 3-1, and they're going to have to host Sutton, who was unbeaten 4-0, and they'll do that. Coach is on his way up. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk to the coach right after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, 405 West South Street in Hastings.
We are back in Superior, and Coach Randy Ahrens is with us. And Coach, a good way to heal up after a tough loss last week, coming out and putting 67 points on the board.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that we did with the kids. They just were really comfortable and confident in what they did. And so we had a good week of practice, but it's credit to the kids because we put a lot of different kids, a lot of different positions, because we're still trying to find, you know, who our best 16, 17 kids are. And so we got kids learning 2 and 3 positions of practice. And so we had a few breakdowns the first half, but, you know, it's a credit to them because they really stepped up tonight. You know, and the people can say, well, Superior hasn't won a game yet or not, but if you were here, they could hit.
they were really tough, and they played defensively pretty well. I mean, you had some control, especially, of course, Garoppolo had a great night. But, I mean, they still were not letting you get, especially right inside, up the gut a little bit.
Yeah, and so and we knew that coming in. They'd come out in the 53 defense. We expected a lot of blitzing and things like that. But as I said, the people that aren't here, the people who read the scorebook, you know, papers in the morning, are going to say, that wasn't much of a game, and the scoreboard, it wasn't. However, they hit, they came to play, they showed some enthusiasm on the sidelines and things, and before the game, they were really excited. And so, again, it was credit to our kids, and then tonight we played a lot of kids that hadn't any varsity action, and so...
Yeah.
I think we grew tonight, and we made another step forward.
Gus Clark had to start at quarterback tonight. You had a different, Groffel, of course, Verlet didn't play. And you got to feel pretty good about how those kids and some others stepped up tonight. His Harden kid you put in the end, he really looked good tonight, too.
Yeah, and, you know, and he's off a track injury. He had a bone torn off his hip. So he's really getting back into, you know, full speed. He's made some good cuts. Defensively, we played three people in the secondary that haven't played in the secondary. Cannon Howell started the first three games outside linebacker, played corner. I guess Avery Driscoll has played there all year. But, you know, he's still a, you know, a young junior. And then we had free safety. We alternated Jake Cato as a sophomore and Zach Kitten as a freshman. They alternated every other series. And so it was one of those things that, you know, what are we going to – how are we going to handle it? Because – coming down here, Superior is a tough place to play.
Well, and you also had to feel pretty good about how your defense scores tonight. That was good, too. I mean, it just wasn't all offense. Your defense was tough. I don't think they allowed Superior 35, 40 yards tonight.
Yeah, and that's something that's, you know, been a concern, you know, giving up a lot of yardage in the first three games. For me, I like the left-hand side of the column where we get the W's, you know, and we don't want the bend-don't-break defense. We want to be able to play like we did tonight, you know, but our scheduled next four games are going to be, you know, barn burners. And so it's just going to be something that's a challenge, but our kids did play really well up front tonight. And I think the linemen and the linebackers really came to play because they knew that we were inexperienced in a couple positions on in our secondary. But again, we played Tyler Wilner's started our first three games inside linebacker, played outside linebacker tonight. Alex Sheehy started our first three games of defensive end, played inside linebacker tonight. And Jared Jackson got to start an outside linebacker. So it was just a mix and match type of thing that we were doing. But again, I can't give the kids enough credit.
Last week you struggled defensively on against the pass. This week you had to feel pretty good about that. You kept the pressure on the quarterback. And I also saw some pretty good coverage downfield.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, we were able to control the line of scrimmage. And when you control the line of scrimmage, you have a good opportunity to play good pass defense. And so... there were just a couple different spots. You know, Chris Hartford, you know, at 6'4", 235 pounds, you know, he has the fear factor. I mean, you come out and see him, and my gosh, it's like, what do we do? And so he was able to put some meat. You know, Lance Schmidt, Michael Wynn, Sam Young, those guys playing inside, that did a nice job. And so it was just a continual group effort. And if you watch this, it got to be kind of a fire drill over there where we just trying to get people in, making sure everybody got in.
It's awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll wrap it up with the coach right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Start with district action in Sutton, unbeaten next week at home. What do you know about them?
They score a lot of points. They're pretty good, you know. And they're well coached, and you know they'll come in because you know we got them last year in the last game of the, you know, season and stuff like that. And they just do a nice job. And they're going to be a team that, you know, we haven't looked at any film yet on because Coach Chesmer really truly believes, and we preach it. It's one game at a time. That we don't try to look forward because, you know, the proverbial cliche. It's the next game on your schedule that you have to worry about, but we do that. And so we haven't looked at them on film yet, but, you know, this will help us come back to practice on Monday. You know, and the kids will have a great experience coming back. You know, I mentioned Cannon Howell earlier, well, played quarterback tonight.
Yes, he did, and he did a really good job tonight.
And he hasn't played quarterback in you know, in a varsity. He hasn't played quarterback in a high school football game. So, you know, we're just trying to get people ready. We're trying to have, now that we've been forced to have plan B, we're trying to have plan C and D ready. So it's just a matter of time that we're just going to continue to try and grow, try and develop kids, and hopefully that the cohesiveness and unity will keep us from being disjointed and we can get some, you know, just some consistency going.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and good luck next week. You get to host Sutton. It'll be a good district game, and I know you're going to have a great crowd, and everybody will be ready for it next week.
I think so. It'll be a little deceiving here because you're away from the game here at Duncan Field. You're right there on the sidelines. So I would think it'll be a great high school football game, and the kids should enjoy that because there'll be a lot of people there to see it. And it's just, we're in a growing process, and we need to continue. And I really think that the kids took a good big step forward tonight, and we'll have a chance to do well next week.
All right, congratulations. That's going to wrap it up here from Superior. Our final score, once again, was the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks 67, Superior 0. I'm Mark Baldwin. Have a great evening, everyone.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-5678. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.